The province's director of civil forfeiture has filed a claim for a vehicle that is alleged to have been used in a shooting in Abbotsford involving an associate of the Brothers Keepers gang. The notice of civil claim, filed August 1, says the 2021 Hyundai Elantra was used as an instrument of unlawful activity on February 17 of this year. The documents state that on that day, Badi Ahmed Mohammed, 21, had been in the vehicle, which he got out of to shoot at two people in a different vehicle. Mohammed and his accomplices then used the victim's vehicle to leave the scene, the documents state. A police press release at the time said the incident occurred in the 3600 block of Townline Road in East Abbotsford, and a man who had been shot was taken to hospital. The Air One police helicopter was used to track down the victim's vehicle in Coquitlam, and the suspects were arrested, police said. The court documents state that during Mohammed's arrest, police found a gun magazine in his pocket. Police seized the vehicle, and a search warrant was later executed, turning up cocaine, fentanyl, drug paraphernalia, three iPhones and three BC license plates, according to the notice of civil claim. The Elantra was owned by the defendant, Kayla Campbell, a close friend and associate of Mohammed, the documents state. The lawsuit also alleges that Mohammed is associated to groups associated with Brothers Keepers and used other vehicles to engage in drug trafficking between March 2021 and August 2023. On December 28, 2023, while driving a different vehicle, Mohammed sped from police who were trying to pull him over, the documents state. Campbell was a passenger in the vehicle at the time, according to the lawsuit. The lawsuit also alleges that Campbell and Mohammed acquired a 2003 Honda Accord on June 18, 2022. 3 days later, Mohammed used the Honda to conduct a drug transaction and then fled from police at a high rate of speed, according to the documents. Campbell was also a passenger in a different vehicle owned and driven by Mohammed when he conducted a drug transaction on August 31, 2022, the lawsuit states. Mohammed was stopped by police in Burnaby, and a search turned up crack cocaine, heroin, cash and a dealer phone, according to the lawsuit. The court documents state that Mohammed used a Ford vehicle registered to Campbell's mother on August 19 and 20, 2023 to engage in drug trafficking, and then drove in a dangerous manner. Surrey RCMP attempted to stop the vehicle, and he fled from the members of the Surrey RCMP police using the Ford and later by abandoning the Ford and escaping on foot, the documents state. The Ford was later located being driven by Campbell, who refused to identify who had been driving it on August 19 and 20, the lawsuit alleges. The Civil Forfeiture Office said it is seeking possession of the Elantra because it was used for drug trafficking, attempted murder, the use of a firearm and laundering the proceeds of crime. The lawsuit states that Campbell was either aware that the car was being used for unlawful activity or was willfully blind to the manner in which the vehicle was used and is likely to be used in the future. Some or all the funds used to acquire, maintain, and or improve the vehicle were paid by the defendant, either directly or indirectly, and were paid, in whole or in part, from the proceeds of the unlawful activity, the lawsuit states. A response to the notice of civil claim has not yet been filed. Charges have not yet been laid in the Abbotsford shooting, but the Calgary Police Service announced in February 2023 that Mohammed was one of two men charged with aggravated assault following a stabbing outside of a Calgary library. The 46-year-old victim was taken to hospital in serious condition and survived. That case is still before the courts. Related: man shot during armed vehicle robbery in Abbotsford.